Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. You can't do it toll-free. Normally, you can do it toll-free, but tonight the toll-free lines are down, and they are out. So you'll have to use our non-toll-free number, which is 603-435-1105, and apparently that hasn't been a problem for folks. People have been calling in on that line. No problem tonight. 603-435-1105, and also we've got Skype. You can Skype in to username lrn.fm. It is the live Saturday edition, and with you in the studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts here. The Cliven Bundy comments from earlier this week have been the main thrust of the show this evening. We've played a portion of his comments earlier. I do want to play the remainder of them and get your thoughts. I don't think that he's a racist, but I think that he is definitely a man who is ignorant about the folks that have a skin darker skin pigmentation than he does. He speaks of black people as though they're all this sort of collective, and that he basically stereotypes them. It sounds like he thinks they're all on welfare, and he even goes so far as to suggest that he wonders if they'd be better off as slaves again. I mean, it sounds really insensitive. It sounds really uninformed. I don't know. He didn't make any statements that suggested that he believed he was better than a black person, so I don't think he's racist. I just think that he's guilty of being kind of imbued with the olden ways and bad ways.
At the same time, he has a real concern for, people living a better life, having a strong family values, that kind of thing at the same time. Like, he's diagnosing a problem, and his diagnosis doesn't even sound racist, right?
Yeah, I don't think he's a racist. I just think that he's insensitive and ignorant on this matter. But let's go to you with your thoughts. We actually, now in our first hour, I'm just going to guess that everyone who we talked to was white. They sounded that way. And while
you're
I was
an insensitive bigot.
While I was screening this call, I asked Brian in Little Rock if he was a black guy, because he sounded black. And you responded, Brian, that you are a Negro. Those are the words that you used. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Oh, thank you very kindly. I appreciate that. Well,
yes,
I mean, if people are offended by the word Negro, then that says that there was some level of ignorance in Reverend King, because he used the word. A lot of civil rights leaders back in that day used the word.
Yep.
And it says that there is something that we know today that they didn't know, that Martin Luther King didn't know. And I don't think that's true. I don't think the word is all that bad to use. But now, so with Mr. Bundy, I could not quite wrap my mind around his comment that that the federal officers are leaving with their guns. And I waited a while to kind of get his reasoning for why he thought that the sheriff there was going to take the federal officers' guns. And I say that just to say that I never did hear an explanation of or reasoning for his comment, for that particular comment. And so it kind of led me to believe that, you know, the man might be suffering from some level of dementia, you know. And I've heard a lot being said. But, I mean, even in his analysis, there's a lot of things that he says that have some significance. I mean, the man has raised 14 children, and he took care of all his children. I know a lot of people who have kids, black males who have children, and they won't. I'm not saying a lot. I meet a lot. I'm not saying this represents the majority, but you meet a lot that have children and won't go out and get a regular job because they don't want child support to take money away from their paycheck.
Yeah, but there's plenty of white guys like that too. You know, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
I'm sure they are. You know, probably not too many Latinos, but you know, from what I see, I admire the Latino. You see him out in public, you know, and you'll see the man carrying the children, and maybe see the woman walking out in front. But the father in the Latino family is at least the ones that I see seem to be well grounded in their role as being a father and a provider, mm-hmm. and whatnot. But I mean, you know, I guess there is some truth to what Mr. Bundy said. I'm not really offended by it. I think that to hear the Attorney General say that to claim to hide behind the racial shield and say that he's being mistreated by Congress, you know, I mean, I've never heard an Attorney General say anything remotely that you can use, there's some legal basis to use drones in America. And so I think he said some things that have been kind of outlandish. And so I, you know,
Eric Holder didn't claim that Congress was racist, though, did he? I mean, I'm trying to make sure I understand what you're saying.
The guy, what's his name, Sharpton's little convention, he said that, you know, he tried to claim that he's the first attorney general that's been treated this way by Congress, disrespectfully by Congress, and, you know, he said it to a black audience, and the inference was that he's being treated this way because he's black.
And you don't believe that's the case.
Well, not only that, I had a situation 20 years ago where I was in college, and the semester I was supposed to graduate, I was given a design project, and I claimed discrimination, and one of the people I wrote to was Eric Holder, you know, and I just say that just to say the little black guy who would go to Eric Holder and try to get some relief or something, you know, Eric Holder, he'll ignore him just the same way.
Oh, yeah. He's a politician, and politicians don't care about the little people, regardless of the color of their skin.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, you know, I really appreciate your comments tonight, Brian. Anything else you want to throw out there real quick?
No, I just think that, you know, that as far as Mr. Bundy is concerned, I think, you know, if anything, people ought to try to admire him for, you know, like I said, he had 14 kids and raised his kids. You know, I think there's a lot to admire about that.
Absolutely. And, to know, some extent, this is a witch hunt by the mainstream media, I think. And I think that's, you know, that's sad. They're trying to sully his character as much as they possibly can. Luckily, it's after the fact that the government has backed down, at least for the moment. I thank you for the call tonight, Brian. Thanks for the heads up on
me on. I appreciate it.
Welcome to Free Talk Live. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. Yep, very good.
Yeah,
thanks for the call tonight. All right, man.
Yeah,
hopefully we'll continue to be on there because I didn't even know we were on in Little Rock. I'll find out more over time.
Yeah,
thanks for the call, Brian. That's excellent. So the number tonight, 603-435-1105.
Yeah, and I think to some extent this is sort of the issue of language. Now, I don't like this whole conversation about political correctness because I think it often can be taken far too far. But to some extent, people will chase the rest of us around with a fly swatter, chastening us for the terminology that we use. And, you know, that when older folks use the term colored and Negro, it, like, I gotta admit, it clashes my ears, right? Like, that's kind of how I feel. But at the same time, you know, Brian can call in and call himself a Negro. Spike Lee can use the term Negro, and it's not loaded. I mean, I don't know where it stops and starts. I'd never use the N-word. Never. When Oprah Winfrey and Bill Cosby used the N-word, I would use the N-word, but not before that day, because I think it's a painful, hateful word.
Mm-hmm.
But these other, like, where do we stop? And I'd hate the idea that we're getting chased to the point where we've got to say, you know, Americans of sub-Saharan African descent, because it destroys the language. When you add too many syllables on, it destroys the language.
Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. We have Rick in Las Vegas listening on LRN.FM. Hello, Rick.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I usually don't call in for anything less frivolous, but and I don't blame anybody for not knowing what to refer to. I'll say Negroes because that's really the most proper term. But
what do you mean proper? Scientific?
Times they've changed their name so many times it's hard to know. They used to be.
How do you know they're changing the name?
Wait a minute. All right, Rick, hang on. I'm going to bring you back here. We can continue the discussion here in a moment. And again, it's like they. I don't think the black people got together in a big room and had a vote. All right, well, let's change it up again.
We
here,
don't
boys.
Like this. The white people are getting too comfortable.
We need to confuse these folks more. Let's call ourselves Negroes or whatever. We'll come back with more thoughts here.
The minefield.
Yeah. 603-435-1105.
Hi, I'm Lynn, and I am totally blind. Like many who are totally blind, I have NON24, a circadian rhythm disorder that can put your sleep-wake cycle out of sync with the 24-hour day. But I found out there's a new treatment available for NON24. It's called Hetlioz Tasimelteon, the first FDA-approved treatment for NON24.
The most common side effects of Hetlioz include headache, elevated liver enzymes, nightmares or abnormal dreams, and upper respiratory or urinary tract infection. These may occur more often in patients 65 or older. It may cause drowsiness, so limit your activity to preparing for bed. Hetlioz has not been studied, and it is not recommended for use in pregnant women, children, or people with severe liver problems. To learn more and to hear the full prescribing information, visit Hetlioz.com or call 844-241-2424. That's 844-241-2424.
Hetlioz is now available for NON24. Talk to your doctor today.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453. Free Talk Live. Our number tonight is not toll free. It is hold. 603-435-1105. Actually, most of you have got cell phones, so you'll probably not have to pay a toll to call us. But that number will be the number for tonight, 603-435-1105. And, of course, you can still join us via Skype, our Skype username, lrn.fm. Don't forget to join us on our website as well at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free.
So, Mother's Day, think about it. It's really, it's happening. And, you know, ladies, my experience is most mothers are ladies. I don't want to make any kind of, flat, bigoted, sexist statements here, but I'm going to go out on a limb. Most mothers, ladies, many ladies like roses. There's a great deal at proflowers.com. Now, look, roses, as we get closer to Mother's Day, roses get more and more scarce. It's one of those roses holidays, and it's not just red roses, but all color roses get scarce on Mother's Day. Proflowers.com has a great deal right now for $19.99, $20. You can get a wonderful arrangement of a dozen rainbow roses. Ian, you've got it. You got this arrangement this week.
That's right.
And it
in
looks,
the studio.
Yep, looks great. So for $20, you can get this beautiful arrangement while supplies last. This is an important statement because the people who plan ahead are going to get the roses, mm-hmm. and their mamas get the roses. Other people who wait around, their mamas don't get the roses. So. Proflowers.com, there's a microphone in the upper right-hand corner. It's blue. It's or white in a blue field, depending on where you are in the country and how you connect. So proflowers.com, you click on that microphone in the upper right-hand corner. You enter in FTL, and you get this deal that we have. And the deal is the $20 rainbow roses. They're beautiful. You can upgrade, and you get a free glass vase and chocolates for just $9.99 more. So for $30, Mom gets some chocolates, beautiful roses, a beautiful colored vase. All you have to do is go to proflowers.com, click on the microphone, use coupon code FTL, and your mother's going to love this. It'll be delivered to her when you want it delivered to her. I think that there's a little extra expense for delivery right on Mother's Day. But, you know, why not get this thing delivered early? Do it now so she has the flowers through the weekend. You don't have that rush. She doesn't get them delivered late on Mother's Day. Do it now, proflowers.com.
All right, let's go back to Rick. He is in Vegas listening on LRN.fm. Rick, I wanted to make sure you had enough time to get your thoughts out, so go ahead.
Okay, thank you. So anyway, my point was they use the labels of Negro, then colored, then Afro-American, then black, then finally the African-American, and you can't blame anybody for not knowing which one is to use. I met Clive last night. He's a sweetheart. He's a really nice guy. He's not, I would never perceive him as a racist or anything like that.
Well, I don't blame him. I give the guy a pass because he's old, you know? He doesn't know.
Right. I mean, I've got a lot of friends and they call each other that are black and whatever you
want to
call. You guys are calling
each other niggers. I'm gonna dump you on those. I'm sorry. I really can't. I don't want that word going out on the air. And
I just don't like it.
I apologize about that, but I'm not gonna allow that one. I'm not gonna hang up on you for it.
Okay,
but
no problem.
But I hit the dump button.
Yeah, it's
that.
A reality in our world. People use the N word. I get it. But I'm just not on my show.
So I don't think that it's.
That's a reality.
Yeah, some. Okay, so this is the problem with. Okay, so I think what you're doing here, Rick, is similar to what Cliven did when he was making statements, using terms like they call each other that, as though, you know, all people who have black skin color use the N word. That's not true. That's definitely not true. Some of them do. Or that they had this term and then they had that term and then they had this, as though there was some sort of collective decision-making process that they were going to change it up.
Whipped out their smartphones, voted on what we're going to call ourselves.
I don't think that's true either. I know that, and I mentioned that earlier, we had previously on a show years ago on Free Talk Live, we had a black guy on the phones, and I just asked straight up, you know, what is it that you prefer as far as a term of reference? Is it black? Is it African-American? What is it? He said it was black. But the last guy we had on a few moments ago from Little Rock said he's fine with the term Negro. In fact, he considers that to be the most accurate term. So there's not this sort of there's not this mass of black people out there that all think the same way or all have the same motivations. Everybody's an individual, and they don't all agree on things. And I think that it's you're in that same dangerous territory by using a term like they when you refer to, you know, all of these individuals.
Yeah. Now, the same could be applied to politicians. When I talk to politicians or government, I still say they.
Yeah. It's a lot easier.
Well, there we're dealing with total scumbag class. So I don't mind. You throw them under the bus all you want. Rick, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man.
I think Rick has revealed Ian's bigotry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not too many politicians that I find likable.
I get the confusion around the terms. What terms should we use? I like black. And I think the reason I like it is because it's one syllable. Let's make things easier in life, not harder. You know, I love to come back to, you know, American of Southern South Saharan African descent, because, you know, that's a pretty accurate statement. We really give us, you know, sub-Saharan African descent. That really kind of, you know, nails some things down for people. But I mean, I suppose we're all really ultimately sub-Saharan African descent.
Let's go to Ed. He's in Atlantic City listening to WPG. Hey, Ed.
Hello. How are you? I'd like to make a few points about this guy, Bundy. Number one, I wouldn't make him a simple farmer with a few cattle. This guy's a multimillionaire. He's got 1,000 head of cattle, and he owed money to the government for 20 years. He was in court 20 years ago. And they said he shouldn't, because of what he was doing with the land, grazing on the land, he refused to pay the government.
Well, I don't think
for
he owed them a dime.
20 years they waited. They waited 20 years.
Well, but before you go on, Ed, I disagree on the premise that he owed them anything. To suggest that he owes them something suggests that there was some sort of an agreement between the two groups and that he had violated the agreement, you know, that the agreement said that he owed them.
But that was in court, my friend.
No, there's never been he's never signed an agreement with the Bureau of Land Management.
The federal government the right to receive that money.
Well, of course the court's going
to
do that.
To pay them. Now, another point I want to bring up.
Let me do just a short rebuttal here.
First of all, he's in a slave state.
What?
He's in a slave state.
What is a slave state?
Texas was a slave state.
He's in Nevada.
He's in Nevada.
That's all that's on his mind. There were blacks that were slaves in the state of Texas.
He was in
and
Nevada.
That was what
he
his,
when he was 2 years old from Arizona.
That's what his ancestors had. Slaves.
Wait a second.
Didn't his ancestors have slaves?
Ed, you're wrong on a fundamental point here. I'm going to put you on hold, Ed. You just hang on there. I know you got a lot to say. And I'm glad that Ed called in, because we need to have more time with him. And I want to just, Ed, hang on. We're going to bring you back here. The number is 603-435-1105. Yeah. Ed will come back here and we'll talk to you about whatever's on your mind as well. 603-435-1105. Cleven Bundy, not in Texas, in point of fact, in Nevada. This is Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
In the studio tonight, it is Ian
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on our site. They are all for free. Now, the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is just around the corner. It's going to seem that way very soon. We're about 2 months out. About 8 weeks away from the Porcupine Freedom Festival at this point. And that 8 weeks is going to go by in a flash. So before you know it, it's going to be here, and it's going to be time to join us and around 1,500 people, likely, in the White Mountains of northern New Hampshire. Beautiful location. Rogers Campground is just striking vistas. The view that you'll have from the campsite is, or the campgrounds are just stunning.
People know what a vista is, man.
Yes. And, well, not everybody knows what a vista is. It's Spanish.
Oh, God.
anyway, it's a great time. There's a lot of people that are going to be coming out, many of whom have already made the move to New Hampshire, but the majority of the people attending the Porcupine Freedom Festival are maybe people who have yet to join the Free State Project or have already joined the Free State Project and are considering moving sooner rather than later. These are people that want to check out New Hampshire. They want to experience the community. We talk a lot about the idea of the Free State Project to move people who love liberty together. You look at what happened with the Clive and Bundy situation. When you get numbers of people together who are willing to stand up for their freedom, and I recommend standing up in a peaceful manner, people who are willing to stand peacefully for more liberty, they have real influence. They can make a difference, and that's what's happening here in New Hampshire. Liberty-minded people are coming here, and they're getting active, and the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is kind of a showcase of that community. It gives you a taste of what life could be like year-round when you're actually in physical proximity to people who understand what freedom means. If you know what freedom's all about, and that is it's your right to live your life how you want, so long as you don't hurt anybody else, and that if you want to be free, you have to allow others to be free, these are the kind of the two important tenets of the concept of freedom to me. If you get that, if you get those ideas, you're going to love the Porcupine Freedom Festival because you're surrounded by people who agree with you. And you may not agree on all the issues, but you agree with the general premise that the state is not our friend. Go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. It's June 22nd through the 29th. Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting live every single night. Again, June 22nd through 29th. Tickets are $60. Those are the Porkfest tickets. You'll still have to take care of lodging and or campsites as well. So go to porkfest.com, learn more, and we'll see you there. As we continue here, the Clive and Bundy comments. By the way, Ed dropped off the line a few moments ago. He said he had a few points to make, but I guess he didn't want to make them that bad because he didn't hang on through the break. But your calls welcome, 603-435-1105. Before we go on with your calls, I wanted to address one thing that Ed said a little bit further because he didn't really stop talking, so we didn't have a chance to really discuss it with him. But he was upset that the Bundy family hadn't paid what they, according to Ed, owe the federal government. And I don't agree they owe the federal government a thing. First of all, anything the federal government has, they took by force. The lands that they claim are theirs, whether it's out west or in your state, the federal lands, those were all taken by force or the threat of force. That's the way government operates. They take things by threatening you with violence. That's how they do business. And it's an insult to business that they even call it business, but regardless, they took that land by force, but they took it after the Bundy family had been using it. The Bundy family has been there for generations. They've been grazing that, their cattle have been grazing that land since before the existence of the Bureau of Land Management. So even
they've certainly been there for decades. What did the Bundy say? We had Ryan Bundy on the show. Did he say they've been there for generations?
I don't recall.
Right.
But I've heard that they've been there since before the BLM.
Right. I've heard the story that they've been there since the 1870s, but I've also heard that story disputed that they've only been there since the 1950s, that they that when the Clive and Bundy's family moved up when he was like two I mean, it was the 40s. I don't know. Thereabouts from Arizona.
Okay, let's say it's not true. I still don't care. Because
well,
it was
still before the creation of the Bureau of Land Management, and it was...
I didn't know when they were created.
Yeah, as I understand it.
When was it that they were created?
I'll go ahead and look that up just to make sure.
But I don't care. Even if it was after the BLM was created, I don't believe the federal government has any legitimacy whatsoever. I see them as a gang of criminals that is ruling over our lives. And anybody that stands up to them in a peaceful manner, as the Bundy family did, I support. I don't support the way he's talking in this video that we played some of it for you earlier. And I do want to play more from this video, but I also want to get to your calls and your thoughts here. So Wolfgang is on the line in Nevada. And Wolfgang, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, a couple of months ago, the New York Times did a telephone interview with the great libertarian philosopher Walter Block. It was like a one-hour interview for a hit piece they were doing on libertarians. Mm-hmm. And they put one sentence in that interview in the article, and it said that Professor Walter Block thinks that slavery wasn't so bad. The slaves got to sing songs and pick cotton. So they printed. So I thought, instantly I thought, well, I wonder what the whole context of that whole discussion was and what he really said, you know? Instantly that was what I thought. Likewise, with this Clive and Bundy thing, I'm thinking that we get this one-minute clip that you're all watching, and there's another three-minute clip. But what's the whole context? Why was he talking about Mexicans, black people? What was that all about? I've not heard anybody seem to be interested in this.
Well, we have the three-minute clip here. I don't have
that's 3 minutes.
I don't have a one-minute clip.
But there's a 60-minute, the whole beginning to end.
Have you seen the full footage, or are you wondering what the context is?
No, I've seen it. Yes, I've seen it.
So what is the context?
I was wondering. Well, so you must be asking yourself, why is he talking about black people at all, right? Well, I'll answer it for you. If you watch the whole thing, he starts out, first of all, he says, like he always does, he begins, he says that the federal bureaucrats should be disarmed. That's his main issue. And you should love that, since we're all against standing armies, and he seems to understand that in a libertarian sense. So that guy, so he calls back that said he was demented. No. He's one of the very few people who understands that concept. But then he went and said, he looked out at the crowd and he said, look at y'all. You're all white. He said, why don't we have more brown people here, Mexicans, black people? He started Chinese, he mentions. He was trying to be inclusive in his own bungled way.
Right, bungled. I think bungled is a good term to use here, especially when you use Chinese.
The point is
that
nobody seems
Asia.
To care why he was talking about black people. Not one person have I read in any forum or watched the whole thing, try to get a sense of what he was trying to say there. He was trying to say we should all be in this together. And he talked about the Mexicans in a way that would just totally piss off 90% of all these conservatives that we
yep,
kind of
I'm
going to
play those.
We got it. We're ready to play it. It just, you know, been call after call.
So I just, my only point is try to understand what his point was. He wasn't talking about blacks for just to talk about blacks. He was trying to say, and play the interview of the black guy who's out there defending him, who was on Alex Jones. You must know about that.
I don't have that. I don't know what that is, but we already had black gentleman.
Free Talk Live is a show about calls. It's not about sort of
pushing
messages.
Well, I'm not saying playing. I'm just saying make him mention the fact that there's a tons of black people supporting this guy. Like I would.
Well, I don't see any reason to do that. We had a black gentleman call in, and he gave his thoughts, and they were good thoughts. So there you go, Wolfgang. Well, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the context there. 603-435-1105. We continue with Dave listening to KZNU in St. George, Utah. Hello, Dave.
Hi.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, first of all, I want to say I think you guys are great, and you're truly citizens of the United States of America that was formed at one time.
Well, I disagree. There's no evidence that I'm a citizen, but I appreciate that you enjoy the show. A citizen is somebody who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection, and because there's no obligation for me to be protected, I have no obligation of allegiance. And our music bed's going all over the place there. I imagine it'll be coming back shortly. Stand by, Dave. We're going to bring you back here in moments for more Free Talk Live. 603-435-1105, and we'll take your calls about what you want here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium base and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and it is the live Saturday edition of the program. We are here with no toll-free line tonight. The number is 603-435-1105. There's some problems, technical difficulties at our network. Thankfully, though, we've got phone lines here in the studio, or it would be a very, very lonely show tonight. Just be you and I talking. Mark and I, you know, even though I enjoy a conversation with you, I enjoy conversating more with the
conversating.
Listener. The listener, those
of
you.
At this point, I feel like I'm no longer conversing.
In the audience, people in, are you saying conversating is not a word?
Conversating is not a word.
It is now, buddy.
No, sorry. No, I quit.
All right, nice knowing you. So anyway, 603-435-1105 is the number here. The phone lines are loaded up. We're going to continue with you and your comments. Also, want to let you know about ProXPN. They are the ones who bring you, normally they bring you our toll-free lines. Tonight, they're bringing you the not toll-free lines. And what they really do is they bring you great private communications on the internet. It's an encrypted service, meaning they encrypt your data before it even leaves your computer, before it reaches your internet service provider. It's a virtual private network, and it's global. And the price is pretty amazing, $5 per month. That's when you use our discount code FTL20 and buy the annual plan at proxpn.com/FTL. So they protect you by encrypting your data, which means your internet service provider will no longer be able to know what you're doing. Right now, they're probably logging every website you visit and all the search terms you enter, and they may be keeping those logs for up to 5 years in some cases. You can stop that from happening tonight by going to proxpn.com/FTL. Doesn't matter what operating system you're running, Windows, Mac, iOS devices, Android devices, even Linux. There's a process for Linux users. It's pretty simple. It's a little different, though, from the other operating systems. But whatever it is you're running, you can use ProXPN, most likely. ProXPN.com/FTL. Go get started with a free account right now. When you're ready to upgrade to the premium package, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can connect to. You can actually privately torrent with ProXPN's premium package. And all you need is our discount code to get that 20% off the price of the premium account. The code is FTL20. The website is proxpn.com/FTL. And again, that code FTL20, they're the risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. And ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits. Again, proxpn.com/FTL. Go upgrade your internet connection's privacy at proxpn.com/FTLs. We go back to the phones and the fun. Dave is with us still in St. George listening to KZNU. We were short on time in that last segment. Dave, go ahead with your thoughts tonight.
That's good. Well, I think people should understand that Mr. Bundy has lived in a very rural part of the country all of his life. He's ranched cattle to help feed us, had very little interaction with our societies as they vary across the country. But I think the context of what he was trying to say is that people on welfare, people who are accepting dole from the government, are no better than slaves, because they're becoming slaves to the government. And to get up and fight for your freedom and not continue to be a slave.
Yep, all government assistance comes with strings attached. There's no doubt about it.
Absolutely.
Right? You know, the government makes these beautiful roads. And this is just one example, right? They make the beautiful roads that you can go high speeds on. It's awesome. But the right to travel has been diminished. Now driving is a privilege. At one point, it was a right for a man to travel. Now driving is a privilege.
I can understand the argument that that you're making, although I'm sure the counter-argument would be that it's a lot more comfortable to sit on a porch all day and collect a welfare check than it would be to be out in the field. So, you know, maybe it's not being maybe being on welfare is better than being a slave, just depending on what you value in life.
Well, I suppose you could look at it that way. I certainly wouldn't. I don't owe anybody a thing. And
yeah, but you might think differently if there was a taskmaster breathing down your neck with a whip and a horse.
So I think everyone would agree here that chattel slavery stinks, right? This is what occurred in the United States for 100 years prior to the 1860s.
And it sucks to be a welfare addict as well, but I don't know if it's worse.
Yeah, but the slavery that Mr. Bundy was talking about was not that slavery of the taskmaster with the whip.
Sure sounded like
it. It was a euphemism for what people are doing today.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah,
in his
comments,
it didn't have that
sound. I heard
the
man talk. Okay. I was there and I heard him talk.
This particular
speech? He wasn't saying anything bad. He was trying to make people understand that this is a fight for our freedom.
I understand.
I heard no malice in the man's voice. Don't want to make it seem like that's what I heard.
I understand the point he was trying to make, and I've got their press release here that we can read if we get a chance. I get that. But he was absolutely talking about old school slavery. I mean, there's no doubt that was, to me at least, the words I heard him say. And again, you know, if he needed to clarify, then it sounds like he's done that since then. I don't think that he's a racist. I just think that it could have been stated more clearly for today's audiences. And I think you're right. He's lived out on this ranch. He's been sort of shut off from society, and he doesn't know the right.
Sheltered, yeah. He's sheltered.
Hey, thanks for your call tonight,
man.
And
that's where the confusion comes in.
Dave, I appreciate the call and the clarification from your perspective. I appreciate hearing from you. Our number is 603-435-1105. Let's go to Carl in Atlantic City listening to WPG. Hey, Carl.
Thanks for taking my call.
No problem.
I heard about it yesterday. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I heard a friend of mine called me yesterday morning, and he went off about it. Everybody's distancing herself from Bundy and all. And I said to him, Glenn, look, you know how news people are. They take bits of things, and then they make it sound like what it isn't. So I said, let me get on the computer. I fired it up and turned the speaker up, and he heard it. Because, see, Glenn's blind. Okay, and then he heard the whole thing. And I forgot they asked Mr. Bundy a question first. That's why he was saying what he was saying. And I understand. I mean, there's so many. Now, Glenn was never on welfare. his family was, and Glenn was, and his back one of his daughters is a lawyer. Okay.
Who's Glenn? So, I'm lost.
Glenn's his friend who's blind
Glenn,
and black?
Well, see, Glenn is black, and I never mention someone's race. We're all a part of the human race, and right. I only bring that up if somebody asks me for a description. Okay, but the thing is, he heard it, and he kind of agreed with me. Mr. Bundy kind of meant when they were on the plantation, they were a family unit is how we took it. Okay, and our government under Lyndon Johnson and whatever gave the welfares to people, and there's a lot more people that are white that are on welfare than black people. And it's sad when there's three generations of that going on, you know. We understand that. But Mr. Bundy, he certainly could have said it in a different way, you know, they didn't learn how to pick cotton today or some nonsense, yeah. He said.
The cotton comment really was not helpful.
No, definitely not.
No, it was not. It was not. Well, I think he kind of meant that they are learning a trade. You know, I think that's what he kind of meant.
Yeah, well, cotton picking is a mitigable trade at this point. Eli Witt's creation of the cotton gin, and it's hence then evolution. But I think that there's a great deal of value in many, sort of communities for hard work. And I think that value, I'm going to say I grew up in the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant community. I don't claim a race for myself. I don't think we even
human
know.
Race.
I don't think we know what our races
are.
I like
the human race answer. I think that's a good one.
But
human races, yes.
Thank you, Carl. I appreciate your call tonight.
Waspy sorts. They love this hard work thing. We're going to work harder and get more done. And, you know, to some extent, I think to their own diminishment. But the largest part, I think hard work works for you.
Let's continue. We've got Tim, I believe, in Hampton, Virginia, listening to WNIS. Tim?
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Okay. Yeah. I was listening to everything y'all were saying about Clive Bundy and the money he owes, and actually Clark County bought up all the grazing rights back in the 90s. So how can the government claim that he owes them money when the grazing rights, in fact, belong to the county and the state?
Well, the rule with being the government is you can do whatever you want to do because you've got men with guns who will back it up. So they can claim whatever they want to claim, even if it's not legally true, and they can enforce what they want to enforce because usually they can get away with it because most people don't know how to challenge it or can't afford or don't have the time to challenge it. So basically they just do what they want.
Well, true, but the other thing about this is, all right, you've heard about Harry Reid's son representing a Chinese company that wants to put in a solar farm.
I've heard those conspiracy theories, and according to Ryan Bundy, he didn't have any evidence that they were true.
Oh, really?
We asked him about it.
That's one of the problems with trying to find the facts in this case. There's so much bull crap that you can't find the flowers, you know, anywhere. Nothing.
Tim, thanks for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. We're going to continue on here. Hour number three next. Still time for your call. 603-435-11.
A treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info. A Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait. Others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info.
Lumber Liquidators' once-a-year hardwood flooring clearance sale is going on now. This is the biggest flooring event of the year with 5 days of historic hardwood flooring deals like top-quality clearance flooring for just 19 cents a square foot, gorgeous Aberdeen birch engineered hardwood, and even horizontal natural bamboo for just $1.49. Plus, more deals at your local store. So go to LumberLiquidators.com right now and find a store nearest you. But hurry, their famous April sale ends Monday the 28th.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.